The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard who will be the new bishop of Tulsa, our neighboring diocese? He's actually a friend of mine from the seminary by the name of Father David Konderla. He's from Austin, Texas, and an avid Aggie. But don't hold that against him. He's really a nice guy. He will be ordained as the fourth bishop of Tulsa on June 29th. He recently posted on Facebook a photo of his bishop's crozier. The bishop's crozier, that's the staff that a bishop carries in the Mass, which he made himself. The picture on Facebook was of the staff, still incomplete, below a picture of Pope John Paul II. Bishop Konderla wrote this caption: "In between loading boxes of books and under the watchful eye of my mentor, I'm putting the second coat of varnish on the three pieces of the crozier." Clearly, John Paul II is one of Bishop Konderla's heroes, his mentor, someone he wants to emulate and be like. But I would suggest to you that Bishop Konderla has his own admirers. Just check out his Facebook page, who look to him as their hero and mentor. Maybe some of them have a photo of him on their wall and refer to him as mentor. In other words, heroes always stand in a line of heroic succession, one following in the footsteps of another, each one emulating the virtues of his predecessor. In the first reading from Sirach, we see another line of heroic succession. In this case, really a family hall of fame. Sirach extols the virtues of the prophet Elijah, saying, "How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds, whose glory is equal to yours." And he goes on and on to recount Elijah's extraordinary exploits. But the interesting thing about the book of Sirach is that it was actually written by a fellow by the name of Shimon, who was the son of Sirach, as a collection of his father's wisdom. Shimon himself was a hero to his grandson, who in the year 175 BC added a prologue to the book of Sirach. In other words, each man stood in a line of heroic succession, each one extolling the wisdom and the virtues of his predecessor. You see, heroes never stand alone. Today, let me invite you to identify your own heroes, the people you look up to, the people you try to be more like. Do you have a picture on your wall of Pope John Paul II? Or maybe Pope Francis? Maybe your heroes would include past presidents like Abraham Lincoln, or social reformers like Martin Luther King Jr., or writers like Ernest Hemingway, who actually lived for a while in Piggott, Arkansas. Maybe your heroes would be a little closer to home, like family and friends. I know my own Hall of Fame of heroes would include my two grandmothers, extraordinarily holy and humble women. And of course, Father George Tribue. But don't forget that other people may be putting you on their preferred list of heroes. Who looks up to you and tries to be like you? By the way, you don't qualify as your grandkids' hero if all you do is take them out for ice cream. But you see, all heroes stand in a line of heroic succession. You emulate your heroes, and others emulate you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says, "Remember the lives of your leaders, your heroes, and imitate their faith." My friends, heroes never stand alone. Praise be Jesus Christ.